This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. I wanted to highlight some new oncomers, folks. We appreciate your trust. We have 105.9 FM in Bainbridge, Georgia. Welcome aboard. Again, thank you for your trust. We have Woodbine, Georgia, WCGA, 1100 AM. We also have Kentucky, Lancaster, Kentucky, W238, 95.5 FM. Welcome aboard. We have Pequot Lakes, Minnesota, KLKS, 100.1 FM. And we have Parowan, Utah, KAZZ, 1400 AM. Welcome aboard, friends. That means that we have now over 98 affiliates across the United States of America tuning into the Sons of Liberty Radio.com because they understand, and we all understand in unison, that we can do this because we are one nation under God. Falling over again to what John Quincy Adams rightly said, son of the second president of the United States of America, John Adams, when he said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Well, we can do this, friends. The history of the church is when our backs are up against the wall, God is simply looking for those that are willing to take him at his word and prove who he is for his glory. And he's more than willing to show himself off. As a matter of fact, he's the one that said that we are not to limit the Holy One of Israel. Furthermore, he said, whom shall we send? Who has believed the report of the Lord? To whom shall the arm of the Lord be revealed, friends? Does this sound familiar? And remember, Jesus also said, he said that we're not to pray that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. We're to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. So therefore, the Lord is not lacking. He's looking for children that will take him at his word so we can call unto him. And the Bible says that he will answer and show us great and mighty things in which we know not, knowing in the New Testament that all things have been revealed unto us. We know what the will of the Lord is, period. And that's to get busy. Luke 19:10. Aside of all that, friends, again, I want to say thank you to all those new affiliates that just jumped on board. We appreciate you. We appreciate your trust. And we hope that we can add to your life. We are not a gloom and doom radio show in any sense of the word. We are simply showing you the issues at hand, and we are magnifying the laws against sin. Let me say that in a spiritual sense. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And what we're seeing in this country is we're seeing the sin abound rather than the grace abounding. And we need to put that into perspective. And the real church that has ears to hear and eyes to see understands exactly what I just got done saying. Romans 5:20. Now, I want to jump over, if I might, to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got much to cover. I'm going to try to change things up segment after segment. We only have four of them. And in the meantime, again, I want you to do your best to track with me. If you got any questions, you can call in 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, The video of the Vegas shooter finally released, showing how he allegedly brought guns into the Mandalay Bay Hotel before he actually commenced killing 58 people. So we're told. Now, we also have to keep in mind, friends, concerning our media, that we have a media which operates in a consolidated form from a consolidated force. As you well know, that there's only six corporations worldwide. So when they throw you a bone, keep in mind that's why ABC and CBS and MSNBC and Fox News and all these other outlets are all reporting on the same topics, because that's what was given to them to report upon. And for the most part, it's a bunch of lies. But in saying that, we need to come to terms with the fact that our information is coming from a consolidated source that has lost any interest in keeping the government in line. Did you hear what I said? We have a consolidated source, in other words, the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media. Instead of doing their job in keeping the government in line, they're actually advocating the corruption that corrupt officials, as they like to call themselves, they are representatives, they work for we the people, they're our employee, our employees, friends, we are the employers. But they just want to go ahead and promulgate and proclaim and broadcast everything that just appeals to fallen man rather than keeping government in line. With that, this is a prime example. The video of the Vegas shooter finally released, showing how he brought in the guns. Now, it's interesting because I watched this video. It was a 6-minute video. And the narration fell in line with that of the CIA-controlled media. It's 6 minutes and 29 seconds. And what it shows over and over and over and over and over again, this Stephen Paddock, in a consolidated form throughout the video, bringing in suitcases. Okay. Well, the fact of the matter is, when you look at the suitcases, it doesn't line up with putting an AR-15 inside of them or an AK-47. And keep in mind, this is the weapon that corrupt governments, representatives of special interest groups want to take away from you. Okay, so this is, again, by all designs, friends. This is all by design. And I watched it and I thought, well, okay, he's a reoccurring patron to the Mandalay Bay Hotel, the casino there in Las Vegas. And after watching the video, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, so what? They're showing the guy go in with suitcases, small suitcases, over and over and over again. Well, friends, if he's there in March, if he's there in April, if he's there in May and June and July and August and September and October, they could easily, without a shadow of a doubt, taking every time that Stephen Paddock was at the Mandalay Bay Casino, taking the film from April, from May, from June, July, August, September, and they could have put it into a 2-week window and told you it was all within a 2-week window. So after watching the video, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, oh, you didn't release anything. So what? That's Stephen Paddock. He's bringing his luggage in. Well, look at all the luggage he's bringing in, but wait a second, what's the timeline? You also have to keep in mind, friends, that they have changed their narrative over and over and over and over again concerning this alleged shooting that took place in Las Vegas. Now, folks, it's been close to 6 months since Stephen Paddock allegedly rented a room inside the Mandalay Bay Casino Resort in Las Vegas and then opened fire on thousands of innocent people. 6 months! 6 months for law enforcement to release film that really doesn't show anything. I'm going to come right back to this on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Frenzy. I'm with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. I have much to cover throughout the next three segments that have been allotted. You want to check us out online? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley, L-E-E, and go over to our YouTube page as well, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Make sure you punch in the word Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty Media, and then YouTube, it'll pull up. It'll give you the resolve. It'll make reference to bring about the answers that are so needed in this country. And keep in mind the obligation, duty, and responsibility falls to each and every one of us to bring about that resolve because we are the government in this country. Also wanted to let you know again if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Keep in mind what Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, rightly said. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Read Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. We're talking about the videos of the Vegas shooter finally released, showing how he brought in the guns. By the way, 6 minutes and 29 seconds shows nothing. Shows absolutely nothing. They want to appease you, friends, like that of the Parkland shooting that allegedly took place last month. There's 70 cameras, and they released 4 of them concerning a cop that didn't do nothing. I wonder if he even knew what was going on, if there was anything going on at all. But they're looking for a straw man. They're looking for a scapegoat. They're looking for a patsy. They have the American people outside of the building while the young people that have found out to be over and over and over again, being coached by the media, mysteriously linked with CNN, George Soros outlets funded. Oprah Winfrey's a part of that too, by the way. Interestingly enough, they have a national movement, really. Yeah. And of course, again, the state-controlled media wouldn't have you know of any of the support concerning the students across the country, mainly of those that support the Second Amendment. And keep in mind, the numbers were so small, but I don't want you to ignore that, because keep in mind, a little leaving at the whole lump, period. You have a bunch of indoctrinated, useful idiots trying to disarm themselves along with everybody else in the process so they can be subject to their new masters. And that's exactly what it's about. Read the Second Amendment. They're rights, friends, not privileges. And they're not up for debate, period. Getting back to the video of Stephen Paddock, who allegedly rented a room inside the Mandalay Bay Casino Resort in Las Vegas, then opens fire on thousands of innocent people, killing 58 or injuring hundreds of others, we're told. Well, since that tragic day, victims, media activists, and citizens have been calling for the release of surveillance footage that shows Paddock inside the hotel, and until now, these demands have fallen on deaf ears. Just think about this. Those that work for you do not respond to your demands. That means you fire them, Article 2, Section 4. In spite of dozens of Freedom of Information Acts and the requests sent by local media and lawsuits demanding they release the surveillance footage, somehow the New York Times mysteriously was able to obtain the exclusive footage allegedly showing Paddock inside the hotel room. Friends, you cannot trust the media, period. And I'm talking about major outlets, because they're all bought and paid for, and you know this. In this chilling video, we see Paddock alone and blending in, never looking suspicious, and even raising his hands in delight when he won $1,000 while gambling and eating sushi. However, behind the scenes, Paddock was filling his room with dozens of weapons, we're told, and thousands of rounds of ammunition. Over and over in the clips, Mr. Paddock is seen leaving the Mandalay Bay from his home in Misquick, returning with a dark minivan loaded with suitcases. The Times reported. There you have it. Over and over, valets take his keys. Over and over, bellhops stack his luggage on gold carts, helping him transport at least 21 bags over the course of 7 days. We're told, as they take the service elevator upstairs, Mr. Paddock chats with them, he cracks a joke, and then he gives them a tip. Now, the question as to how Paddock was able to get this small arsenal in his room now appear to be answered thanks to the video. Paddock had the hotel staff load them up for him, or so we're told. However, upon the release of the video, another question remains. How exactly did hotel staff not find bags with hundreds of rounds of ammunition? Folks, they're carrying the bags at times. You're not going to feel the weight of ammunition. You're not going to say, boy, oh boy, what's inside of this bag? I mean, is that not suspicious? Of course it is. Also, how exactly Paddock managed to conceal the small arsenal of weapons from housekeeping is just as big as a mystery as to how he got them in the room in the first place without the staff noticing, again, the weight of the bags. And towards the end of the footage, two guests carrying shiny plastic inner tubes get off the elevator, padding out in flip-flops, that's Paddock, and Mr. Paddock pauses to let them off, then gets on, the Times reported. Notice again the source. It is the afternoon of September 30th. They seem to be on their way to the pool. He is on his way upstairs where his guns await. Ooh. What the video from the New York Times also reveals is that during the same time he was staying at the Mandalay Bay, he also rented a room at the Ogden, just down the street. Internet records show that he researched the artisan set list of another music festival which would occur just down the road from the Ogden. However, it did not explain why he allegedly began shooting into a crowd of country music concertgoers. It also does not explain why local police and the FBI have been covering up evidence and contradicting themselves repeatedly. Also, a mystery is how the New York Times managed to obtain all of this footage from MGM Resorts, and where is the rest of it? Again, friends, just like I said that concerning the alleged shooting that took place at Parkland High School in Florida. There's 70 cameras, and they release four of them onto a cop that was derelict of duty? Are you kidding me? In America, are you appeased with the fact that they released four of the 70 videos, not showing anything that allegedly took place inside of the school? And let me ask you this. Are you really that blind? Are you really that desensitized to be appeased by corrupt individuals in law enforcement to hand over a video for 6 minutes and 29 seconds of nothing but him in the bellhop bringing in small bags into his room and carrying bags into his room? Keep in mind, he's a guest at Mandalay Bay. People knew who he was. That means he's been there time and time and time again. They could have easily taken all the film from the times that he'd been there over the last 6 months, if they so choose, and consolidate it and put it on a video with him bringing his bags in and then say, look what happened in 2 weeks. Easily. No question about it. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to my son earlier. Have you ever noticed that when there's conspiracy, did you always notice that when there's conspiracy, there's always confusion around the facts? Have you ever noticed that? But when it really happens, there's nothing to cover up, and it's just a sealed deal. Everybody knew what happened. I mean, when Kennedy was assassinated, there's 20 different stories that came out at the same time, but not the eyewitnesses. It was the media doing that. You have a conspiracy. And keep in mind, the media has a long history of covering for those that are guilty of the conspiracy itself. So the media is just as guilty of the conspirators. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. Yeah, we'll pick him up on the other side, my friend. Thank you. Folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you over to Tim Brown in just a couple minutes here. And speaking of the alleged shooting that took place over in Parkland High School, they now have a national movement that the media continuously highlights. And it's also interesting to note that they continuously highlight the weapon that was allegedly used in an attack on the Second Amendment. And then once we bring Tim on during the next segment, I'm going to have him highlight that real quick as to what's going on, because we have leaked audio that confirms Broward teacher plan to storm D.C. without permits. And Parkland students giving scripted anti-Second Amendment talking points. When is America going to say enough of this? Scripted anti-Second Amendment talking points, and you want to tell me what you're being told about Parkland is true, when again four of the videos out of 70 have been released concerning some derelict cop outside? It's all diversion, friends, period. And it's going to happen again and again until you deal with this one. We're going to come right back on the other side, and then I'm going to return back over to conspiracy and what I was just highlighting a moment ago. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Life. You hear that, Sons of Light? I like that. John 1, read it when you get a moment. March for Lives. It says, March for Our Lives. Leaked audio confirms Broward teachers plan to storm D.C. without permits. Wow. Yep, lawless at work again. And Parkland students given scripted anti-Second Amendment talking points. Written by yours truly, Tim Brown, senior editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. That article is posted right now if you'd like to check it out. We have him with us right now. Tim, can you give us an overview as to what is taking place? And by the way, thank you for joining in such short notice.
Yeah, sure, anytime. yeah, they're planning on invading, is the term I would use, D.C., of course. You know, I can't help but sort of give some mocking to some of these people because they're using these young kids. They're still impressionable kids, although they should be adults by now, many of them. And they're using them. I mean, they're the useful idiots, if you will. They're playing on the heartstrings of America to try to get them to, and I've said this before, we sin or violate the law. When we become emotional, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to pull on the heartstrings of America in order to violate the law and to violate your rights, America, too. And they won't stop with the Second Amendment. But what they, what this teacher, who was caught in this, Debbie Miller, she was the organizer of the meeting at the Marriott Hotel in Coral Springs, Florida. And she was caught on video. The video was transferred to investigative journalist Lauren Loomer. Many of you have become familiar with her and even some of the things she dug out of the Las Vegas shooting. And so she is organizing this thing. She's working with the Giffords Foundation, Gabby Giffords, who adamantly opposed to the Second Amendment, despite what she says. And they are planning on trying to meet with Nancy Pelosi, who is a full-on communist, and Joe Biden, who's close right behind her. And one of the things that she said was that they were going to include Pelosi, but also possibly Joe Biden, and that's supposed to be some kind of top secret thing. And then she told the kids who were there that she wanted them to feel like they're going to camp, and what she meant was they're going to make up these little commie shirts that are provided by the Gifford Foundation, T-shirts and backpacks, and they're going to have the kids wear those the whole time. And you go, well, who's paying for all this? Well, they were questioned about using school resources. That's one of the things. Now, they're denying that they're using them, but they're, I think it's pretty clear if you've got these guys, especially in Broward County, and they're willing to flaunt the law, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment, in the area of the permit for a march. So we're not talking about free speech. We're talking about you're congregating a bunch of people in one place, or you're trying to do that anyway. It's no problem for them to use school resources to do what they're doing. But one of the things was that this lady Miller told the people there that the Giffords Foundation was supposed to secure the permits but didn't do it. And so by going up there, if they continue – now, this is how ridiculous things get with this technicality. If you're a march and you don't have a permit, it's illegal. But apparently if you call it a rally, it's not. So that's what they're going to try to do. But and this is what he was supposed to be a march, but shockingly, they wouldn't give permits for the march, so the march became a rally. Okay? And she encouraged the kids to, quote-unquote, raise hell by participating in the illegal march, which could end up getting them arrested. So parents, if you're thinking of, if any of you happen to be listening to Sons of Liberty, you're concerned about your kid going up there, or maybe you back them for that. Maybe you're like David Hogg's daddy and you back his filthy mouth, on television and his anti-constitution, anti-American stance. You know, realize your kid could be arrested. And when she was asked about it, she said, well, I believe in, you know, about the permits and things and taking these kids into that kind of an issue. She said, I believe in civil disobedience. Well, this isn't civil disobedience. This is anti-Americanism. It is anti-Constitution, you know, and when you look for a Constitution, the people who are supposed to put that down is not D.C. It's supposed to be. They're the ones to put down insurrection. And while these people are claiming that they're going to go up there peacefully, we've seen this kind of stuff before. We know better of what's going to happen. Just watch. I'll guarantee you, I'll make a prediction, because I'm not a prophet, but I'll make a prediction. You watch. The Trump administration won't do squat. In fact, they'll probably take these kids and invite them in, along with Miss Miller and these other people, and put them in front of the TV cameras like they did before. So that's yep. Some of the things that's going on. And what are they targeting? They're targeting your right to keep and bear arms, and specifically the AR-15. And you know what? I had an idea. I was at the dealership to get my car repaired this morning. I had an idea. Do you know who the biggest fan of the AR-15 is, which is what they're targeting? Do you know?
No.
Barack Hussein Obama's Atola Sarka. And you know how I know that? Because he armed fully, spending billions of American taxpayer dollars, he armed fully agencies that were not armed with these things prior to his arrival in office. For instance, the Social Security Administration, other agencies of the IRS that didn't have AR-15s before, that some of them carry pistols, they have AR-15. Now, they don't want you to have them, America. They say, we don't need those on the streets. Well, then, where are your people having them?
That's right. That's right. So well, because they know. Tim, I mean, the bottom line is, you shoot an AR-15 or an AK-47, you know as well as any dictator knows the damage that can be done in a lawful manner or in an unlawful manner. And the fact of the matter is, I want to go back on some of the things that you had said here, and it's just absolutely amazing to me, again, here the American people are just taking it as if it's, you know, just powerless, it's just they're having fun, you have a bunch of corrupt politicians trying to do things, and they have in their minds that this will never happen. Well, the fact of the matter is, I would just lay to the candor of the American people once again, where do these individuals that are to represent we the people, like Nancy Pelosi and others, where have they been given the right to do the wrong? I mean, they are literally using the kids. They are living out what Barack Hussein Obama started when he began to emulate Mao Zedong by empowering the younger up-and-comings to overthrow the over to implement the new. America is not going to listen to this like the KGB defector who said that Americans aren't going to listen to any of the things that you have to say until the boot falls. And he said, when the boot falls, Tim, he said, then at that point, it's too late. Americans have been given how much mercy from heaven, Tim, to know what's wrong with their government. That's a reflection of who they are over and over again. I can't remember a day of my life without hearing about some sort of corruption or some sort of a fabricated lie through the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media a day in my life. And yet they're free to do it over and over and over again. And I believe the bottom line is that it happens because the short memories of the people that fail to remember that this is going to happen again until you deal with it now. And I don't understand that. I never will understand that. And it doesn't matter if I do or not. I'm going to continuously fight against it until the day I die. And again, here we are hearing exactly what's going on, the corruption that's involved with those that are to uphold the Constitution, not to tear it down. Now they are dangling a carrot in front of your kids so they can have their claim to fame for 15 minutes and nothing more. And little do the young people know that they're being used as useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, to simply disarm themselves and everybody else that will go along so they can be subject to their new master. And that's exactly what's happening here, Tim. Exactly.
Yeah, and the hypocrisy is all of that protesting you're planning on doing this week, that's what they're going to be surrounded by.
Armed guards.
Security officers with armed guards, yeah. They're going to be armed. But, you know, you were talking about it being a reflection. I know we're probably short on time. This goes the reflection of the American people. You're hearing that Trump caved on this omnibus bill, and he's signing that thing, and he says, oh, I was disappointed, oh, very unhappy, it'll never happen again. Yeah, well, in 6 months, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be signing it again, because he doesn't know the Constitution any more than these other guys, and they don't care about that. He can talk about military, but you need to understand, when he talks about military, he's not talking about the defense of the United States. He's talking about empire building, and that's no clearer than the fact that he didn't get any money. Well, he got a very small amount of money to build 33 miles of wall in Texas, but even that was restricted, saying he couldn't use the kind of walls he looked at. But they'll spend even more money than that to give border security over in the Middle East to four or five countries, Jordan, Tunisia, and about three or four other countries, but they won't protect you. They won't protect your border.
Of course not. And it's interesting, those that are trying to disarm the American people, as I've said on the radio show so many times, just like you reiterated concerning who's going to be around these students that are protesting, what they don't even understand, their God-given rights, it's been reiterated over and over and over again. These are the ones that are arming themselves in the sense of security detail, protecting them from the people that they're supposed to serve, like the president, like Congress, like Senate, like the representatives, like the courts. And these are always taking place in gun-free zones. And again, do the math and do a little common sense. And Tim, yesterday I'd said on the radio program, I said, with all the light that we have been given, this country, all the history that we have been given, only which predicts the future if we learn from it so it doesn't happen again, there's no excuse for where we're at today. None whatsoever.
Well, you're right. You're exactly right. In fact, America has been called to repentance over and over and over, and all she does is she's like Jeremiah. You know, he talks about the priest, and he talks about you've got the law. You're not deceived. You're just running headlong into this, and, you know, America has been doing that for decades, and God's going to bring it to an end here soon if the people don't repent.
A screeching halt. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sons of Liberty, senior editor, Tim Brown. March for Lives, check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you again, Tim, for joining us on short notice. We'll be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have us as the top three shows right now on 82 different options on Genesis Communication Networks. Again, we appreciate your listenership. I want to cover this really quick, and then I'm going to bring Steph up as quick as possible. Let me ask you a question, America. Who killed William McKinley? 1-866-582-9933. Who killed William McKinley? President William McKinley. For the most part, nobody knows. Why? Because during that time when it took place, it was an actual assassination. It was a lone wolf. Isn't that interesting? His name is Leon Czolgosz. I mean, folks, how you get Czolgosz and come up with that last name and pronounce it that way, I have no idea. And by the way, I even went online to see how they pronounced that word. That's and great. It's not at all how I thought they would say it.
Czolgosz.
Czolgosz. I don't mean to be diverted or to get your attention off of what's going on here. But again, nobody knows who the assassin of William McKinley is. Why? Because it doesn't matter. Who killed President James Garfield? Nobody knows for the most part. His name is Charles J. Guiteau. Okay? How come nobody knows who he is? Because it doesn't matter if you know who he was. Because he was a lone wolf in the assassination of James A. Garfield. Now, let me ask you a question, America. Who killed Abraham Lincoln, allegedly? Well, James Wolfe Booth. Who told you that? How come there was so much confusion around the assassination of Abraham Lincoln? Because there was a conspiracy involved. Who killed John F. Kennedy? Everybody knows that. killed him, America? Well, you weren't told that Lee Harvey Oswald shot him from the book depository. We've been there, what, three times now? I remember standing next to a guy the very first time that we went there during that hairpin turn in Dallas, Texas, and he looked at me, never met him a day in my life, and he looked at me and he said, how stupid do they think we really are? 200 people run to the grassy knoll where they all said they saw the shooter, including two police officers, but where was the media? On the book depository. Right? Hey, friends, who told you that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy? The media did. Why is there so much confusion? Why did 400 people have to die around that assassination? And why is it that we had to wait 50 years to hear from CIA whistleblowers and those that were involved in the assassination that Johnson was behind all of this? Well, if you do your homework, you'll understand that conspiracies always happen within because that way they're controlled. And when there's a conspiracy involved, they like to throw out 20 and 30 different stories to confuse the people. But you didn't have that with James Garfield. You didn't have that with William McKinley. You only had that with Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. Or what about Robert Kennedy? Who killed Robert Kennedy? Well, we were told who killed Robert Kennedy. Sirhan Sirhan. There's no doubt about it, by the way, friends. But it's interesting to note that we have a documentary of the video showing you footage all the way through and eyewitness accounts, and it's interesting how the agents were telling eyewitnesses as to who was responsible for the shooting, Sirhan Sirhan and a security guard, that the security guard was shot down. Why? Because he's got to be a lone wolf. And it was interesting that the agent was telling the eyewitnesses, that's not what you've seen, that's not what you've seen, that's not what you've seen, that's not what you've seen. See, because it doesn't fit the narrative. See, there's always confusion around conspiracies. What about James Earl Ray? Who's he? He's the guy that killed MLK, or so we're told. Now, it's interesting because I've spent time with Andrew Young, Sam Kyle, Roger Wilkins, former DOJ, and other people directly related to none other than Martin Luther King. And for those that did not know, not a one of them believed that James Earl Ray assassinated MLK. As a matter of fact, the U.S. government was sued for it. You never heard about that because the media didn't want to tell you that. America, you gotta pay attention. The devil's always found in the details. J. Edgar Hoover hated the man. He had a diabolical hatred, is what was reported. And how many documentaries that we watched on what took place. But I'll tell you what, all the lies just dissipated once we got to the eyewitnesses. Sam Kyle was actually standing right next to MLK when he got shot. He thought he was kidding. And isn't it interesting, James Earl Ray, right before he dies, denies all of it. And the family never believed it was him in the first place. And how his room was changed over and over and over again so they could put him within the sniper's range. Folks, I mean, just, you gotta put things together. You gotta shut down the lying media friends, because there's no truth in these devils, John 8:44, and they're gonna pay the piper. I would just rather see him do it now in this life than wait until they meet the judge. Let them meet the judge here. The Lord says, deliver them up. And we need to deliver them up lawfully, friends, because this is our country, not their country.
That's exactly right, boy. And we have a job to do. And I think at the Sons of Liberty, for those of you who listen to the program on a daily basis, understand how rare a find the Sons of Liberty is. You're not going to find too many ministries out there in America who are preaching the truth that where we're preaching the truth, black and white. Really, it's like the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage, and also the truth from the Word of God, biblical truths, black and white, standing on issues, on those hot topic issues that people don't like to talk about, such as abortion, homosexuality, so on and so forth. We are preaching the truth. But I want to say, and I want to direct your attention, some of you may not realize how far-reaching the Sons of Liberty reach goes. And we're updating right now on our website a couple different things, where we've been as far as our events go, and also the reach of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We now have 98 affiliates across America. We're just updating our map on our, and 53 other countries too as well. So when you look at it globally, worldwide, the Sons of Liberty impact is really far reaching. So I want to encourage you folks who are listening who have not yet been to our website, we have two websites. One is sonsoflibertyradio.com. The other one is sonsoflibertymedia.com. But on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, when you take a look at where we've been, you can see a map which literally has hundreds and hundreds of different American flags. That's where we've been as far as speaking engagements, whether that be a public high school, a university, churches, colleges, tea parties, festivals, you name it, where we've been. And then also you can see a radio tower which shows where the Sons of Liberty is airing all across the United States as well. Now, many people listen to the Sons of Liberty radio online, but it can also be found on the dial throughout the United States. So I want to direct your attention. If you go to the Sons of Liberty radio .com website, we've got two main important buttons on the top. One is event assemblies, and the other one is the Sons of Liberty radio. Now, the event assemblies, when you click on that, it gives you wonderful referrals from students who have seen our assembly program, from principals, from teachers, from educators. There is so many. I mean, there's just a plethora. I mean, there's literally hundreds of them on there. And they're listed according to state, too, as well.
So what we're saying is don't listen to us.
Yeah, don't take our word for it. Take their word for it.
Exactly.
In fact, when I call and talk with principals, I always say, you know, don't take my word for it. Take the word for it of those principals who have already had the assembly program and what their thoughts were. So if you say, hey, I want to see the impact that I'm having, and maybe you're a son or daughter of Liberty and you're supporting this work, we always want people who support this work to see the fruit of their support,
always.
What they're doing. It's interesting to note because Bradley was actually just talking.
We want to show people they're getting their money's worth.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You were actually just talking with someone today and you were letting them know, listen, we don't do this thing where we say, hey, this is what we're going to do. We say, no, this is the fruit of where we've been. We're not talking about what we're going to do. I mean, in some cases, we're projecting vision out and so on. That's great. But we're talking about where we've been, what we've done, who we've reached. We've already been there, done that.
Well, we've seen people over and over again inside of churches raising money. For example, we had one guy, he was a missionary out of Minneapolis for the Assemblies of God, and he was raising $25,000 for a brand new van for him and his ministry. And his missionary work was to raise up leaders to go into schools. Well, the fact of the matter is we were already doing high school assemblies, so we had asked him, so how many schools have you got leaders into? And he said none.
Yep.
And yet he's raising all of this money to get into the schools that he's never been into.
That's exactly
right.
So we don't do that. We do, the proof is in the pudding, like we always say, turning talk radio
into
radio.
We bring the fruit with the basket in it.
Exactly.
The basket with the fruit
that's
in
right,
it.
That's right.
Sometimes this intellectual genius that thinks on six levels.
The levels are going all the time. They're rapid firing. It's hard to know where they're going to land. But I just want to direct your attention. So please, go to Sons of Liberty Radio. When you go on you enter the site, go on to event assemblies, you can click on student responses and see responses from students all across America, principal referrals, which are principals who have heard our assembly program, so on and so forth. And also when you click on that, then you go to where we've been right next to it. Now this is where you're going to find this map I was telling you about, recently updated. You can see the fruit and impact, we're going to highlight this in the newsletter this week as well, of what your support has been able to allow us to do. And I want to say for those of you who are not yet sons and daughters of Liberty, please join together with us in this fight. We want to take back America and restore it back to the biblical foundations that made us great and will only make us great going forward. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check out the website. Please support this work.
Thank you, folks. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.